It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what, with the changing of console generation guard only being just a few weeks away at the time of recording this, it is easy to approach the situation with a tear in your eye. And you know what, it's a tear formed by multiple stimuli. Firstly, and quite immediately, it's because, ouch, my wallet is going to take a punishing. But secondly, this salty little fellow in my eyeballs is stinging because, for some, it's time to say goodbye. As we move to the new and hopefully improved consoles, not everything is going to make the jump with updated remasters and ports, and even more, never truly got the love that they deserved the first time round, and are such likely to be lost to the sands of time. So what better time than now than to look back at not just the stone-cold classics of the previous console generation, but to the absolute gems that were buried before having a chance to shine. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 criminally underrated PS4 and Xbox One games you must play. Number 10, Gravity Rush 2. With all of these superhero-themed games that have completely flooded the market in recent years, it can feel like any new tale in this genre may fall through the cracks. And even though this has definitely happened to Gravity Rush 2, much like Cat's ability to invert gravity itself, this game deserves a chance to soar through the air once more and into the public spotlight. From a mechanical perspective, Gravity Rush and its sequel offer something truly unique, a chance to traverse an exceptionally beautiful world the way that Buzz Lightyear always dreamed he could. Never actually flying per se, merely falling with style. Adding in weightless combat to the mix, as well as a nice bit of puzzle solving, Gravity Rush 2 is the game that keeps on giving. Plus, it's one of the few titles that uses side missions to build on the events of the main game, allowing you to understand the relationships between the floating islands and the people who reside within. It's honestly hard not to fall in love with this title. Number 9, Valkyria Chronicles 4. I am a huge sucker for tactics games, and an even bigger one for titles with unique visual flair, so I have been a staunch supporter of the Valkyria Chronicles series ever since its release in 2008. However, when it comes to the title which offers the best this franchise has to offer, it has to be VC4, which dropped in 2018 to a, well, let's just face it, a rather confused mainstream audience. I'll be honest, it's a hard sell when you tell somebody that this game is World War II if it was an anime, and you'll see even more eyebrows raised when you show footage of watercolored painted tanks blasting the crap out of murderous child soldiers. But you know what? It's that sort of tonal whirlwind that makes this game and the series so exceptional. The core narrative focuses on a ragtag bunch of soldiers trying their best to push back an encroaching evil empire who, in a bid to control the world, are using a Valkyrie, a being with unbelievable power who could be equated to them bringing a nuclear bomb to a battle. The combat system is superb, the writing moving, and the characters you meet all memorable and rounded out. Balancing a team of specialists is challenging as each member comes with strengths and weaknesses, and it's only with a logical brain and a whole lot of guts that you'll make it through in one piece. Brilliant stuff. Number 8, Void Bastards. The first thing that you'll notice about the brilliantly named Void Bastards is that it's visually stunning. The lighting and clever use of 2D cartoon sprites makes this title stand out from the pack. The second thing that you'll notice is that this game is absolutely hilarious. Scavenging supplies from derelict spacecraft all the while being told to f*** off by mouthy floating youths or running into an exploding blob of sentient goo with a hat on will never not be funny. Unfortunately, despite high review scores and a rather cult following as of late, it's not been able to make much of a dent in terms of sales, which is a true shame because while the gunplay can be a little bit slapdash in places, there is so much charm elsewhere that it deserves your attention. Hopping from ship to ship and seeing how horribly mutated other life forms have become is a weird joy, and it makes moments like dashing to the exit rare item underarm with only a sliver of health left all the more exhilarating. The writing is superb and the challenge equally high, making the cold reaches of space very easy to warm to. Number 7. Titanfall 2. Poor old Titanfall 2 never really stood a chance, did it? I know it might seem weird at first to have a video game from a publisher as big as EA and a sequel for that matter to a brilliantly received original title on an underrated list, but thanks to EA themselves sending this game out to die, it seems that very few people actually got to enjoy this exceptional first-person shooter. Now, in all honesty, if the sequel was just more of the same, then it would have likely scored decent reviews, but you know what? Respawn didn't play it safe in the slightest, directly addressing one of the bigger complaints about the original, namely the lack of a deep single player, and they delivered a truly exceptional campaign. In what amounts to the odd couple with guns, Pilot Cooper and his new mech BT take on all comers as they smash, shoot, and stealth their way to victory, becoming firm friends in the process. The dry delivery makes BT's one-liners utterly perfect, and some of the set pieces here aren't just great for this franchise, but might well be some of the best in the entire genre. I mean, that shootout in the house production facility? Man, I could play that level all day long. Number 6. BPM, bullets per minute. Now, while BPM might have only just come out, it's actually shocking to think that it might already be left behind, with the announcement that the title would only be coming to PS4 and Xbox One at a later date after its initial PC release. However, this just makes it even more essential that you play this title, as quite frankly, it's amazing somebody hasn't done this concept sooner. Taking one part Doom, one part Crypt of the Necrodancer, and all of the trappings of roguelikes, BPM is a first-person shooter in which you can only dodge, fire your gun, and reload on the beat of the music. This creates a stunningly tense experience in which you enter rooms full of deadly enemies and must balance out avoiding their incoming attacks, all the while moving like you're in a bloody music video. It's brilliantly addictive and comes with a stonkingly good soundtrack, which is pretty much essential when you consider the core focus, and you'll find yourself entering a zen-like state in which you flow between shots and dodges like the music was reacting to you and not the other way around. Plus, you know what? Huggins, the friendly bird who sells you health, is the cutest thing ever. Number 5. Pyre. Whenever you try to describe Pyre to a friend or other interested party, you may end up sounding like a complete madman for uttering the words. It's kind of like a deep and complicated RPG filled with character building and rich lore, but it's also a sports game, and that never gets any less strange to say. However, this is exactly what Pyre is, a one-of-a-kind experience in which you build up a team of exiles, manage their skills, explore a beautifully realized world, and eventually, once you've won enough matches, or rights as they're known in the game, you're faced with some truly tough decisions. You see, each victory actually brings you closer to having to say goodbye to some of your team, and once they level up enough, they will ascend into a realm beyond, meaning that you need to balance your pursuit of victory while also balancing your team enough so that when your star player departs, you're not left in the lurch. It also helps that the actual match gameplay is utterly brilliant. If you ever wanted a sports game to make you cry, then Pyre is for you. Number 4. Mad Max. Never has the apocalypse looked so good. Mad Max is a visually stunning action game that, if you're even to glance at the title's troubled production, seemed to be the title that nobody wanted to get to market. Beset with issues including multiple delays and creative switchovers, Mad Max looked like it was never going to make it out of the Thunderdome development hell that it found itself in. However, when it did finally step out into the vast and desolate wasteland of 2015, it was met with, well, unfortunate poor sales thanks to mediocre marketing push, which is a true shame as this game is legitimately brilliant. The focus on vehicular combat was an incredibly smart choice and allows the title to distance itself from other generic action games. Plus, the ways in which the environment comes alive with massive storms is truly breathtaking. Trying to outrun an oncoming wave of sand and lightning while being able to barely see is worth the price of this title alone, and it's bolstered by solid shooting and brilliant characters. A must play. Number 3. Hand of Fate 1 and 2. You know what, it's honestly frustrating to see how little love the Hand of Fate series has received, as the core concept is brilliantly simple and just as engaging. The game sees you encounter a strange individual who seems to be a cross between a mystic and Resident Evil 4's merchant known as the Dealer, who at the end of time itself challenges you to a game. The game in question plays out like a choose-your-own-adventure title. However, the twist is that whenever you face a monster or explore a dungeon, you take direct control of the hero. It is ludicrously incredibly fun and nearly endlessly replayable thanks to the fact that you can customize your own deck of cards, meaning that you can get better items and tougher enemies throughout your oncoming journeys. The sequel added in even more challenges, more refined combat, and of course, more cards. If you're even a passing fan of Dungeons & Dragons or deck builder games, then you definitely need to give this a go. Number 2. Owlboy. Owlboy is just stunning. From its outstanding aesthetics to its pitch-perfect soundtrack, D-Pad Studios absolutely knocked it out of the park with this Metroidvania 2D adventure. One of its best features, however, isn't in how it presents itself, but how it makes you care for the team of misfit adventurers that you build across your journey. Otis must pick up and use different members of his team in order to get past specific obstacles, building relationships with them as he does, and this culminates in a brilliant message of teamwork making up for an individual's shortcomings. In this game, there's not just one hero who gets all powered up and leaves the rest of the group behind with the busy work. Here, they're all pitching in equally, and it's a heartwarming sight to behold. This couples with some truly excellent boss battles and devious dungeons, which makes for an adventure game that is as satisfying to play as it is to look at. And number 1, Flint Hook. Acting as almost an encapsulation of other games on this list, Flint Hook really is the best at what it does, that being roguelike random dungeon creation, fantastic visuals and sound, charming characters, and of course, utterly addictive gameplay. The action of Flint Hook is frantic and fast-paced, meaning that you'll need lightning-quick reflexes to avoid being trapped in corners and your precious health being feasted upon. Luckily, you have access to a hook that can be fired out, allowing for massive vertical leaps and allowing you to avoid even touching the ground altogether. The tension builds and builds as you take on increasingly tough bounties, and each mistake feels like a body blow as you only get one life to gather resources to power your compass to try and take on formidable bosses. It might look all cute and sweet, but there's a real devil underneath when it comes to this game's challenge. For those looking to grab that last bit of coin before we jettison off to a new console experience, there's no better place to start than with Flint Hook.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.